What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color made to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shannon Tynes.
What's up?
What's going on? So, welcome to Tuesday's episode. So, we're nearing 600 episodes. We're getting there. I think we're at like 560-something, and we do five a week. So, definitely continue to tune in. We're looking for people to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as to the newsletter. So every day I'm giving you guys an article that goes with the video and the audio, all on LinkedIn and Medium. And then every week we give you a recap where we go have drop a newsletter in your inbox that has a recap of all of the week's episodes, as well as, you know, behind the scenes stuff. Like, so this week was Universal. I told my family Universal, so I talked a little bit about that. But definitely check it out. I think we have 900-ish subs. I'd like to get that to 1,000. Again, we have like almost 500 subscribers. I think we're like 350-something. So we're trying to hit those numbers. And then, of course, continue to like and share our content. We get almost 1,000 listens a month. I want to say we hit 1,000 this month, or we're close to 1,000 this month. Some months we go over, right? One month we had 3,000. I was just like, oh, okay, let's keep that up. So we'll see how that transpires. But I say all that to say Monday, Tuesday, our topics, Wednesday, discussion, Thursdays, Ask SSP. This week you'll have Daryl Brooks on there. Really good episode. And then Fridays, everything else, movies, books, games, all that good stuff. So without further ado, I give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. This article is from dailymall.com. It is written by, I'm trying to find the name here, Dolores Chang is her name. And the title of this one, it's a long title, AT&T acknowledges massive data leak affecting 73 million users as the telecom giant resets account passcodes for customers after previously denying they'd been compromised. So for anybody that was paying attention recently, AT&T had this outage. Like, it was a good day where people weren't getting calls. They weren't able to be reached on their phones, and AT&T came out and denied that it was any type of cyber attack or that they'd been compromised. Well, they had to acknowledge they had a data leak, and what they did was, on their own, they reset passcodes for millions of customers. So even though the number is 73 million users, a lot of those are past users, they're past account holders. So what they have is 7.6 million current AT&T account holders and 65.4 million former account holders. So, like, for this article, they even interviewed some people that were past customers. Like, there was one person in here that was, they hadn't been a customer since 2014, but their information, you know, was compromised, things of that nature, right? But so they took the action themselves. So instead of like the usual thing that they do here is they go and they send an email out or something along those lines, you know, the emails that people just don't monitor anymore, don't pay attention to, and tell you to reset your account password or your PIN or things of that nature, and then just hope you go about doing it. That's not what they did. They did it themselves for millions of their customers. So they had to acknowledge the data leak. So they took action on their own to go ahead and do this. So what they talk about is the leaked data set includes names, home addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers, and dates of birth. So this is where this is dangerous, because a lot of these companies use social security number and date of birth as like verification for things. Well, that information is already out there. So it makes it a lot easier for somebody to perpetrate not a crime on your behalf, but to pretend to be you and, you know, gain credit or spend money and things of that nature. But what's really interesting about this, though, they said that the leaked data set, AT&T says the leaked data set, appears to be from 2019 or earlier. So they're saying it's old data that was compromised years before that's being put out now. We've seen this recently where old information, I'm trying to remember which one it was, because we did the story on it, but it was old information that came, that was
suspected.
There you go. So old information, you know, this is how it comes out. Don't think just as time goes by, like, okay, we're past that. Like, this is 5 years ago we're talking about. They're saying it's a data set from 2019. Hence the large number of former customers that are affected, the 65.4 million. Now, the fact that you're not a customer doesn't mean you're safe, because I told you the information they got. They got your social security number, your birth date, you know, addresses, email, you know, the email addresses, home addresses, things of that nature. So when they have those things, like, they can perpetrate different crimes, you know what I mean? pretend to be you. Like I said, gain access to more credit, buy things in your name. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys have seen those commercials with like the, what do they call it? The deed theft, you know, for like house deeds. I don't know if you guys have seen
that. No, I've never seen
it. Crazy. Yeah. Like people will get a hold of somebody's house deed, like pretending to be them and whatnot. And they just, it's crazy. It's wild, man. But they got commercials out there for that stuff. You know what I mean? But this is, I actually sent this, like when you sent this one to me, Ryan, I actually sent it to one of my coworkers. It's an AT&T customer. We always mess with him because like he seldom responds to texts, which he didn't respond to this one when I sent it to him either. He seldom responds to texts. And we're like, look, man, you need to get with a different company, man. Like your company ain't doing you right. Like either you're ignoring our texts or your cell carrier is not allowing them to get to you, right? So, because even with the one where they had that outage for a little while, like he didn't realize it at the time. Like his wife was like, I couldn't get a hold of you. Like I tried to call you, wasn't going through this, that, and the third. But yeah, AT&T, they don't have the best reputation out there when it comes to being a carrier. So, but yeah, this is crazy, man. 73 million. Is that what the number was? 70? What did I say? Yes. Yeah. So that's a lot of like, people's information to be put out there, and that's just, this is the world we live in, folks. Like when we hand everything over to these companies and trust that they'll do right by us, like this is what can happen. You know what I mean? And I don't have the specifics of how they were leaked, like whether or not it was third party that they got through or whatever it may be, but they are confirming that yeah, this is legit information, and they've got some interviews from people that are like, yeah, you know, this, I was a customer back then, and this is my information, but I'm not now. But it, the second and third order effects of that, again, the information that was leaked that is used in this day and age to verify identity is where this is all going to go to poo. You know what I mean? But Ryan, what's your thoughts on this?
We have to get away from social security numbers. It's just, we have to, as a data set, to, like you said, open up lines of credit and things of that nature. Because you just never know. Like, again, I was a customer of AT&T way back when, like early aughts. But let's say that was the data that was, leaked or, compromised. And even though I have not been a customer of theirs for almost 20 years, I would still be wrapped up in it. Right. So obviously this is a little bit shorter of a time frame, but what's to say the next 20, 30 years, you know, old man Ryan will have his identity stolen based upon a company that doesn't even exist anymore. It's getting tiresome. It's like, do I just freeze my credit? Right? Like, what do I do to stop people from buying boats in my name? Like what can be done? I think the only thing to do is to get away from the social security numbers being used as identifiers, because everybody's, like, not everybody's, but a large amount of our socials are out there due to God knows what, OPM breaches and T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. Verizon took their hit too. So
we have to stop using our social for everything. Like the military got away from it and started using the DOD ID numbers and things of that nature. But still, I don't know what the alternative is out there, but they have to do something. Something has to be done to relieve us of this stress, because companies just simply are not holding on to our data, or they were leaked, or they were compromised and they didn't know it. And then now this will be leaked years down the line. Like you did bring up the Lockbit. So Lockbit is releasing information that is old as a way to stay afloat. So like they have treasure troves of this data that they've put away for hard times. So in this case, this is 2018 data, like you said, that is being leaked now, which now you're subject to a new compromise based upon an old breach. So this will perpetuate for the end of time until we get away from social security numbers, get away from passwords. Like, there's a lot of things we need to get away from to be more secure, because it's only getting harder and harder to keep our information safe. And I don't want to have to freeze my credit.
But, you know what's crazy though, and you bring up a good point, Pat, about getting away from social security numbers. But what is the other thing going to be? Like, if it's going to be biometrics, like that's going to be expensive. Like, everyone needs a reader at their home, you know, to verify they're who they are, and then that information is out there. You know what I mean? And like, if it's not social security numbers, it's some other identifier, and you're still in the same boat, because then that identifier is being used everywhere, like the social is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you got to find a way that makes it to where this can happen, like, unless it's show up in person. But even then, like, somebody can have a fake ID or something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And they have identification things that they do, like the real ID and all that. And different states have different things, holograms, things like that for their state issued IDs that make them harder to counterfeit. I'm not going to say impossible. I'm going to say harder.
Right.
But yeah, that's a hard one to navigate, man, because like you need something to make it. I don't want to say to make it easier, but we do have it to make it easier. Like you go online, you put in your social, you put in your birth date, you put some information that may be on your credit report. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the verification. Do you live here?
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Is this one of your former addresses, or which one is one of your former addresses? Yeah. So, I mean, you bring up a good point, man. We do have to get away from it, but like, there's got to be something that, other than showing up in person, doing a DNA test, you know what I mean? And then this is how the cloning starts. This is how 6 Day starts with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You see 6 Day. Like, this is how that starts. Then all of a sudden, you know, we get injured in an accident. They're bumping us off in the back of ambulances and just recreating this. Right? So, yeah, it's crazy, man.
And then you bring up the point of our medical data is compromised as well. Like 23andMe was subject to a breach. So that information is out there, and that medical record's worth a ton. So that's a very enticing data point, or several data points to steal. So I don't know, man. Again, it's getting tiresome, but we have to get away. We have to do something. Something has to be done, especially in these cases. Right? TNT did a good thing by resetting everybody, but they were subject to a breach. And did they know? Like, they acknowledged the breach, but did they know it happened at the time? That's another question. Because which one is worse, the not bringing it up or the not even knowing aspect of it? So I don't know. It's pick your poison in this case. But either way, see you tomorrow with another breach or something. Or next week, the same, what is it, the same bat channel, same
same bat time, same bat channel,
yeah, with another data breach. But we'll see what the future holds, especially with these giant telecom companies. So hit up all the websites that go by our name. Check us out either at the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask SysP, depending on the platform. Give me a personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RyRy Security Guy. You can find me on Clubhouse, Twitter, LinkedIn, Threads, IG, Ask SysP on TikTok, everywhere. And then subscribe to all the things. So like, share, subscribe. Stay safe. Stay secure. The book.